So welcome everybody to our November 2019 open coaching and support call for NEPT. This is our second to the last one for the month, for the year of 2019 and for the decade of 2019. Isn't that cool? Or the 2010s or whatever. How would you say that? I could say the 20s, right? I was in the 20s, but what do you say, the teens? I don't know how that goes. Well, whatever. We're going into a new decade. So we have a lot of, you know, shifts and things to go through. So these calls, it's Megan's first time. So welcome. And the way that these calls usually go is that anything goes. You can ask whatever questions that you want. You can share whatever it is that's going on for you. Some people ask questions about particular client cases or labs. Some people ask questions about content that they want to review. Sometimes it's marketing. Sometimes it's, oh, I just got this potential new client and what should I do? Or how should I position it to make sure that they get the right support that they need? So whatever it is that's up for you, we're here for you. Looks like Jan just joined us too. Hi, Jan. And you just basically, the way it works is if you have a question or comment, then you can either raise your hand this way if I could see you, or you could just open your line and start speaking. If there's a lot of people on, it's easier if we do raise hands, but this way it works as well too. For Megan, who's new and new to the calls, and Jan, who's been on for the last, this is like 2 months, right? Yeah, 2 months. Yeah. So we basically, the calls can go. Sometimes we have one topic that somebody brings up that's like of real interest and we discuss it back and forth for a long time. And other times it's quick questions and sometimes it's labs and I'll pull the labs up on the screen. We do send out the RSVP form in the email. And if you have a question, comment, or something you want to bring up, especially if you have some like a lab you want me to review, it's always good to put those in. So, and I haven't looked today. I thought I looked yesterday, but I didn't see anything in my box. So if you have submitted something, let me know and I'll go look it up. So who would like to get us started? And also the other thing I like is sharing successes. So if you have something that you want like to celebrate, when the calls are big, we don't have time to have everybody go around and do it because that would take up most of the call. But like a 30-second, here's something good that happened to me. So since there's only five of us on right now, who wants to, Valerie, what's something good and fun that's happened for you in the last, since we last talked?
Well, I don't know if this is good and fun, but I got a prescription for the new Libre 14-day.
Okay.
Just picked it up today.
Good luck. So
the meter was free with my insurance, but the 3 months of sensors was $87.
Three months for $87?
Yeah.
That's very good.
It's more than the 10 days, though. So,
wow. And your insurance does cover part of it? They partially cover it?
My insurance did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's really good. You have good insurance. Most don't cover it. So,
yeah.
Good luck with that.
Next year, so we'll see if the new one covers it.
Good luck. Yeah, because I paid like $70 for one sensor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, if that gets
and it was crappy.
Out, wow.
Yeah, it was really, I wasn't happy with it as I was with the 10 because it was erratic. And I know my blood sugars aren't erratic like that. So anyway, well, good luck. Keep me posted on how it goes.
Yeah, I haven't put it on yet. I just got it today.
Good. Great. Megan, anything for you?
Not really. I kind of just got it back into the program. I'm in digestion right now and, I'm not really practicing. I've taken the year off to focus on studying and such. So I'm just kind of getting into it. I watched, one of the recordings of these calls, so I kind of knew what to expect.
Good.
But I don't really have a whole lot of questions or anything right at this point, but.
So what's happening in your life?
Me and my boyfriend recently moved closer to the mountains.
Ooh.
So from Edmonton to Calgary.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good.
And yeah, I'm just taking the year off. I was practicing as a dietitian for a couple of years and just decided to take some time off to do this extra training just to get a little bit more background. Yeah. Into a more holistic approach, which I've always been really interested in. So
yeah, cool. Were you working in a hospital?
I did, yeah, for a year, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of university.
Okay. Cool. Well, we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're doing that. And I'm glad you have the opportunity to take that time off, because it really helps to engulf yourself, you know, in the training.
For sure.
Cool. Thank you. Kim, what about you?
I had to take a couple months off of studying just because my back went out, and I don't know what it was from, and it just hurt so much. You get to the point where you're just exhausted by the end of the day and too tired to even study. I just my whole approach whenever I'm got something is I just throw the kitchen sink at it. I just start firing away and trying different things, and I'm pretty much back, you know.
Cool. Did you find one thing in particular that helped you?
Well, are you familiar with the melt method? The soft foam roller.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with the balls. That was helpful. And then I also found a woman who lives really close to me who does private Pilates sessions.
Oh, nice.
And that was helping me, because I've done them with the mat, or I've done group and I hurt myself. And so this time it really helped. There's certain stretches particularly that are really good. So like the mermaid. Mm-hmm.
That's great. And then somebody, if you're doing it privately, then you can be watched and it's going to get custom to you. You're not going to do some goofy stuff like you might in a class and nobody notices that you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So,
that's good.
Oh, good. I understand that back thing, because my back went out on me really bad right before I was going to take my state boards in California, 91. And, I couldn't even sit. I literally couldn't sit. Wow. So I am studying laying in bed, and I'm going, you know, back and forth and getting driven to the clinic where I had worked and just graduated from, and like lying down as I'm getting driven there to get some flexion distraction type work, which would help for a while, and then it would go out again. And it was finally, my husband drove me down. I had to go to LA to take the boards. And he literally drove me down where I was laying down. And every half an hour, 45 minutes, we got up and I did my stretches. And the McKinsey type stretches, which are extension stretches, helped me a lot. And I would do that. And then I'd be good for another half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was, I know the feeling, and it's crazy.
I know. And I think for me, if I can get myself out of pain, even for just a little bit, I know there's hope. I'm like, okay, if I know how to get out of pain, I'm going to be able to figure this out.
I'm going to be able to get it. Yeah. And finally it went away, and I've never had my back go out on me that bad.
Oh, that's good.
So that was good. I've had little bits of stuff. I will say that last week I woke up and I did something and I reached for something, and this just really serious spasm pain in the side of my back right here. And I'm like trying stretching and do this. And I remembered that this is the most mysterious thing. Someone sent me a massage tool that looks like a hammer. And I looked it up online, and it was
Hypervolt.
It's like a $250 thing, and you have these different attachments. And I'm like, wow, who is this? They didn't even have anything in the box. And I'm thinking, you know, in the day of weirdness and weird people, like maybe it's an explosive device. Maybe it's not really. Maybe I shouldn't use this thing, right? So I got brave because I went to visit my brother and sister-in-law, and they had one. But mine's generic. Theirs had a label on it, but mine was generic. And I'm thinking, well, maybe this person wants me to promote it or get have my own custom label put on it. But why wouldn't they put an address on it? Or, you know, how would I find these people? Anyway, so I had used it at their house, and I thought, well, maybe that'll work. I was desperate. And I took the thing and I put the big roller and put it in the muscle. And within like less than 5 minutes, it was completely gone.
Yeah, that's a Hypervolt by Hyperice. And those things are great. I mean, people love them. I'm going to wait till they go on sale at Black Friday.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to get one because my friend raves about it, and her son had back pain and he raved about it.
I love it. I've tried it on a few areas. It's like, oh, get my neck loose. And my husband tried it when his hip, and I'm like, okay, this thing is good. It was like, I think it's on Amazon for $275 or something like that.
How loud is it?
It's kind of loud. It's not like a, you know, thunderous loud, but it's a little bit loud. Yeah.
It's pretty loud.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad you're back. Jan, how about you?
I want to thank you so much. Besides Shine being so fabulous, I've been working with T.R. Garland on the LinkedIn and also Pete Vargas in terms of doing the presentations. So those are fabulous programs. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad. Yeah. Great.
They're really, really good. I'm seeing things in a totally different way. And part of me is just saying, after how many years you didn't understand to look at it this way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. To get you out there in like a big way versus, you know, the kind of playing small that most of us end up doing until you get the right coaching and mentorship. And then it's like, whoa, I didn't realize.
It makes a huge difference.
Good. Good for you. Thank you. Yay. And Barbara joined us. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Barbara's been the hero on our fasting with food challenge. You've been, and I saw you posted a video a little while ago. So thank you for doing that. So what we've been doing is going around, since it was a small group today, we're just going around and having everybody share one thing like they're celebrating or happy about or excited about, whether it's practice or personal, either way.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm happy about everything that I'm learning, and I'm able to apply it with friends at the moment that are seeing my results, you know, so I know that there's interest out there. And I really do want to understand how to incorporate the fasting, because I know that's part of my healing. And it'll just make all that insulin resistance stuff, you know, go that much faster. So I'm with or without food. I've never actually done a fast, so starting with food is probably less scary.
This, right, and this might give you the courage to go, wait, I went this, because you went like 16 hours, I think you said, or 18 hours.
Yeah, I'm doing that routinely. I'm doing the intermittent fasting, and that's what I think I'm seeing some improvements with my my blood sugars because
that's
of
awesome.
That. I mean, it's turning into my new normal.
Great.
And learning how to do it and not be hungry.
Or how to deal with hunger. Like I tell people, make friends with hunger. Right. It's like, oh, I'm hungry. Oh, I have an itch. Oh, it's another sensation. But people, because of the way we've grown up and the way society is, we get to the point where hunger means quick, you know, got to satisfy that right away and get food. And that's where, you know, some of our coaching with our clients is helpful. Okay. Sit with it. And if, I don't know if you've ever looked through it, but in the sweet spot program, there's the snack attack strategy.
Like right.
A strategy for, okay, let's see, is this real hunger or is this emotional hunger?
Well,
okay,
until hunger I got medical meds, I couldn't. It was too dangerous because I was taking an old medication that made my pancreas overproduce insulin.
Oh, geez.
And so what I'm learning really is what hunger feels like, because before it was a false low or a forced low that was dangerous.
Yes.
I'm learning the difference between what a low blood sugar is and what it should feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Because prior to this, 60 was dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew if it how much
how low it was going to go. Well, it's like a diabetic on insulin, right? If you were taking a medication that stimulates your pancreas to produce more insulin, it's just like a type 1 diabetic being on insulin that you can't risk it going too low.
Yeah.
Right? Annette knows all about that. Annette was on a minute ago, but she's not. Yeah. So that's good to know. And it's just always shocking as I look back, you know, it's almost like bloodletting and leeches, right? We look back at that and say, oh my God, how crazy and archaic. But some of these medications, you're taking somebody with insulin resistance and you're giving them a medication to make their pancreas produce more, or putting them on insulin, which is going to make their situation worse rather than getting to the real root.
Well, that's what happened to me, is that I had maxed out on the maximum dosages for example, metformin. And so there was no other place for me to go but insulin.
Mm.
And I've watched my older brother, who's 18 years older than me. He had no heart rate, heartbeat, whatever, pulse. That's what I'm looking for. No pulse in his legs.
Oh man.
His thigh. And he just had some kind of a medical procedure done that they call rotor-rootering. Some kind of a mechanical device. So you've got something that's already inflamed and they're doing that to it. And of course that's where he takes his insulin. So it's, you know, they're banking on that he won't live long enough to have it done again.
Oh boy. That's sad. It's sad. It's the state of our healthcare, and that's why we're all here. That's why we're dedicating ourselves, our time, our lives, our money to finding out as much as we can to be able to help people in real ways that really facilitate healing rather than just, you know, cover it up, right? So,
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay, so Barbara, okay, so who has questions? Who needs help, and what do you need help with? Nobody, huh?
Well, my questions are all about me, you know, still. I'll be on tomorrow's lab call. I'm still learning about what labs to get and where to get them and that sort of thing. Can I ask a question about that here?
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm just going to put it out there, you guys. You are, these calls we can ask about, you can ask about yourselves, your mother, your sister, your brother, anybody, because it helps everybody to hear a case, whether it's your case or whether you're talking about a friend or a client, it's still going to help all of us to be able to dig in and have a process. So in fact, sometimes I tell people, I actually prefer when you ask questions about you rather than your client, because I'm going to come up with all the questions that I want to ask. And then you have to go, I'll have to go back and ask them versus just being able to answer it. So go for it.
Well, actually, my question is more functional about how it's going to work tomorrow. The information that I have already in my master tracker, you'll have access to that. Do I still need, I know the time has passed, but there was a file uploader and I wasn't sure.
You didn't
need
to do that if you've already got it there. A lot of people, you're up to speed. And so this is for our ERC program, which is our client program, and Barbara's in both programs. And what we do, and this is something that you guys are welcome to come to, and if you want to come to it, we'll just get you a link to it and just watch how we do it. But I basically get a group of people on at the same time and I review labs with the idea that there's some overlap. So I'm going to go through one, and Barbara's going to hear me say something about C-reactive protein to Mary, who went before her, and she's going, oh, I have that. And she's really, you know, honing in. So by the time we get to, it's actually a four or five hour process. And everybody learns from everybody. And there's some people, we literally have people who come on every single one, and they, like, we do it in two groups, and they'll come on both groups and they'll stay from beginning to end because they want to know more. And they're not practitioners. They're just really interested in learning for themselves and wanting to be their own doctors. So there are some of our clients who don't go to those. And those are the ones that just, you know, the gold pluses, and they, you know, pay a whole lot more and they get me one-on-one to help them go through that. But many of them say that those calls are so invaluable because over and over again, you're hearing me talk about, oh, you have a C-reactive protein. Oh, you have elevated homocysteine. Here's the things you need to do. Mm-hmm. So it's really a valuable way to help people in a group setting, but very personalized. Now, everybody has to be willing to, you know, share their stuff, and we have them sign a waiver at the beginning that says, you know, that your stuff's going to be shared. And if they're uploading their documents, they have to click on the boxes that says, I'm aware that this is going to be shared with other groups and it's going to be on a recording and people will see it. And if you're okay with that, if they're okay with that, that's fine. And if they're not, then they just bump up into a higher level of program where they get more one-on-one with me. So
yeah.
And I think how that'll work. So this was going to be a tight call because we had two calls with the idea that people would be split. And the first call, we had three doing theirs. And this one, we have 23. And I already told them I can only take 20. And if you go over 20, the idea is that a lot of people, some people may not show up, but we're going to have an overflow day on Sunday if they have, you know, if we have to, because I'm going to be like, panting, you know, it's a lot to go through. Yeah. Anyway. So did I answer your question?
If it's already
in your master tracker, you're good. And I'll just bring them up. Here's the thing with those calls. Like, you guys may not be at this point yet because you don't have the, you know, decades of experience. Like, I've been doing this for a long time and I can look at a lab and immediately go, bim, 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 right? This is what's going on. And so I can do without having seen that person's thing in advance. Now, there may be some specific questions I have about a history, and this is not how you're going to do it in practice, but these are people who are in a program and we've gotten to know each other through different calls. And so they'll ask me, I'll ask a question like, huh, do you have this symptom or that symptom? But I'm basically getting on those and doing it sight unseen, right? I've not seen the person's labs before, in many cases, some cases I have, and I'm just going to go through and say what I see, what the potential imbalances are, then give them some ideas of what the next level of testing or some of the things they need to be looking at. So it's going to be a, power with that many people on it. Not my favorite way to do it. I like it when there's less, but I couldn't control which we gave them a choice of two dates and I couldn't control it. So we'll see. Yeah. Anything else, Barbara?
No,
good. Yeah.
Yep.
Cool. So if those of you who haven't been following me during this fasting with food, I'm calling it challenge, 5-day challenge on Facebook. And as of last time I looked, we had like almost 5,000 people signed up for it, which is like crazy. And because it was a last minute thing, I just sent out the first email last week. We started yesterday. And people are, it's basically based on the work of Dr. Walter Longo, who did this stuff on how do you get people to get the benefits of fasting without actually having to fast? Cause, you know, I got into this really like, oh, fasting, that saved me. That was what I did. Everybody will want to do this. And it's shocking to me how many people are averse to it. You know, of course it's, you're not eating for some length of time. So he came up with this process of using food and nutrients to get similar results to fasting. So you get similar ketosis and similar levels of decreased insulin and increased insulin sensitivity, but while they're eating a certain very prescribed amount of food, you know, so it's like certain ratios of macros and a certain number of calories, and it's low. I mean, it's definitely low, but we're trying to get it, the food in such a way that it's filling because it's very nutrient dense. And they're eating 2 to 3 times a day. And a lot of people are really into intermittent fasting. So they're incorporating some of that. And so far, so good after one day. Somebody said she already lost 2 pounds. That was kind of shocking. So, so if you want to follow along with that, it's totally free. You can download the guide and you go to fastingandfood.com and you can check that out. So I want to see how this goes. I probably end up making it a paid program because it's a ton of work to do, but I wanted to do it for free first time so I could get a lot of people through it and get a lot of, you know, feedback and testimonials. And also just from a marketing perspective, I'll tell you, we're using it like at the end of it, we're going to be doing a webinar, like, what do you do now to get this going forward? And I'm going to offer them access to one of our programs. So there will be a sale at the end. And the last time I did this, we did very well. And that's something, a model that I'd like to teach, you know, after I've gotten under my belt a little bit, this is only my second time, but a model for doing that, use a Facebook challenge. Even if you don't have a big list, you can do a Facebook challenge, do a few Facebook ads, you know, promote it to people on Facebook and get a challenge going. People love them. And then have an offer for your program at the end. So it's a good marketing strategy, but it's also a good way to help a lot of people because 5,000 people are not going to sign up for my program, right? But I'm actually helping and, you know, guiding 5,000 people. So it helps me in my mission because many years ago, as I was chatting with a friend before I had built the online stuff, and he said, well, you're going to have to choose. He said, do you want to help a lot of people in more of a superficial way? Or do you want to help a few people in a very deep way? And I said, oh, that's a really great question. I said, I think what I want is to help a lot of people in a deep way. And he goes, you're right. Good luck. And this is a way that, you know, these group programs really do help that, right? Because people get to dig and then they can go deeper. And it's amazing how much people learn and how much they're excited about what they're learning. So it's a really great way for us as practitioners to offer our services to larger people than we could, because we can't offer our services for nothing, right? And people are used to their insurance covering it and we're trying to discount it so that they can do it. No, we can keep that where our time is valuable. And if we're giving people of our precious time one-on-one, they pay the higher price. But we have these programs where people can come in for free or very low or medium rate investment. So we get reimbursed for our time and our investment of time and money in our trainings. And we're helping them in a really big way because there's not a lot of people that can afford to pay, you know, a couple of thousand dollars for 2 months or 3 months of coaching, right? They go, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. But how many people can afford to spend $300 for that much? You know, because they're going to get materials. So there's a lot more. So we're helping a whole lot more people and we're leveraging our time and getting reimbursed for the stuff that we are doing. So it's good stuff. All right. Who else? questions or comments? Or Valerie, you usually have some.
Unfortunately, I haven't been focused on some things. I've been distracted by other parts of life lately. So
okay.
I had wanted to get my client's blood work done so I could have questions, and it just didn't happen.
Is it because
I have a question about the fasting with food. I signed up for it yesterday morning, but I'm not getting any of the links.
You're looking into it. Did you get an initial welcome email?
Yes.
Okay.
But so, no link.
The thing is, if you got an initial email, it should have had a link to the guide. Okay. And then the videos are coming out every day. So here's the thing, and I'm trying to wrap my brain around how to fix this. So I'm sending out those daily videos at a certain time of day, right? So if you sign up at a certain time and you sign up after I've sent it out for that day, you won't get it until the next day. You won't get the next one. So I've been talking to my team about potentially putting all the video links in that welcome email. And that way you pick up and you jump in. But then there's some other problem happening, which we don't understand, is that some people are getting the emails and some people are just getting the welcome, even though they signed up before it started, and not getting the rest of the emails. And so Christina's trying to track it. Like, are they all Hotmail? Are they all Yahoo? Are they all a certain server that may be blocking us? Somebody said they found it in junk. Others said they didn't. One person I think was a little spacey because Christina looked in her record and it says, well, you got these emails and it says you opened these emails. So, you know, that might be just she's, you know, didn't realize what it was. So we're looking into that and we'll make sure that you get it. And in the, I can have Amy add to the newsletter for the NEPT tomorrow if it's not too late, the links to some of those videos. But no, I'm just going to post them on the Facebook group. So just go to the Facebook group. So when I'm done tonight with all my calls, then I'll get on the Facebook group and I'll just post those links so everybody has them there. Yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to make it simple so we don't have to copy and paste and do it all over the place and just send one place. But apparently, you know, there's glitches in the technology or something. I don't know what. Okay. And so you signed up yesterday, later in the day?
I signed up yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning, yeah. So you should
have gotten. I've gotten the welcome, but I don't think I got anything with any links.
Yeah, you should have gotten at about midnight. Midnight's Eastern time, so you know, like 11 Central time, you should have gotten an email that had day two video.
I'll double check.
And it had a link to day one video is in there as well. So every one I send out, it's cumulative. So if I'm sending out the third one, I'll send the link to day two and day one also. But if you're not getting them, check your junk.
Yeah, I did, but I'll check again.
Okay, we'll have somebody look your record up and see if you. See if you actually opened it. That's a scale would be scary, right? It says you opened it. Like, who opened my email?
Yeah.
Hi, Rita Marie. This is Carrie. I didn't get it either. And I signed up yesterday as well.
Signed up yesterday. Okay. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of them. And, you know, I sicked my tech people on it to try to figure it out. And being the most highly skilled tech person on my team, I've been tied up in meetings all day. And I'm like, part of me is just like itching to go in there and figure it out, but I'm hoping that they figure it out. I don't know what it is, but I'll post them on the Facebook group once I finish my last call tonight. I did post the link to the second video on the Facebook group today. So if you find the video I did the live on Facebook today, you'll see that I posted it there. Okay.
Do we have to sign up for it to be a part of it, or can we just watch the live Facebook?
You could just watch the live Facebook, but we were having people sign up in order to be able. So we were trying not to have to put every link in Facebook, just send them by email.
Oh, okay.
Not everybody does Facebook, but now it looks like we're going to have to put them in there too. So what we're giving is a live Facebook every day, and then a video that's recorded that's more informational type stuff about what we're doing that day and the recipes. And then there's a recipe guide. And then there's a journal. So we're asking people to fill out the journal, like to keep their stats and glucose and ketones and weight and other things like that. So right now, you know, sign up, but I don't can't guarantee whether you're going to get the email because I don't know what's wrong. But some people, and there were a bunch of people that came on the call today and said, I'm getting them, no problem. And then, you know, I said, well, maybe it's Yahoo or Hotmail because they tend to like block our Infusionsoft server sometimes. Like they'll just put a like freeze on it and they won't deliver. So we're trying to see if it's like all clustered into one group. And she was on Yahoo and she got it. So I don't know where the other people are, whether it's Gmail. Sometimes in Gmail, it goes into like a promotional folder or something like that. I don't use Gmail, so I don't know exactly terminology. But anyway, we're just trying to keep it simple on the team side, right? So when you're putting a program on, you want, especially a free program, you want to keep your costs as low as possible, you know, so that you don't exceed. And then when it's free, you're always in the red. So we try not to make it too complicated. But on the other hand, I have no idea. It's crazy. Who else is on? So Carrie, you must be the one that's on the phone, 360 number. Valerie, Jan.
Yes.
Kim Walsh.
Yes, that's me.
Megan.
Barbara. I do actually have a question, though.
Yeah.
So I'm still working on the blood sugar and having really good results. I saw in the materials, because I had to do, I did like a 10-minute presentation for a group I belong to.
Right.
And afterwards, one of the guys said, oh, my wife is a type 1 diabetic. And I thought I saw something in the literature on your sweet spot that said if you're a diabetic, the ranges would be different.
And yeah, so you mean the after meal, like when you're measuring after meal?
Right.
Yeah, so with type 1s, unfortunately, most doctors, because they're scared of the lows, like we were talking about before, will advise their clients, their patients, to keep their blood sugars, fasting and postprandial, higher than we think is really good and safe and healthy. So what you're going to see is that, like what we say, if it's somebody who's a pre-insulin resistant or pre-diabetic, we can tell people, don't let it go above 110, you know, 120 at the highest. But some of these folks are starting at 110 or 120. So you can't say don't eat anything that raises your sugar above 110 or 20 because they're already there. So I usually give them a guideline of like 25 points. And that will go apply for a type 1 or a type 2 or anybody really, if unless it's super low, and then it will raise more than 25 points. So don't eat the foods that raise your blood sugar more than 25 points.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Yeah. And if it's somebody who's everything, even lettuce raises it over 25 points, then you just have to find a range that you can live with. You know, have them test, have them test fruit juice, see where that goes. Have them test zucchini and lettuce and see where that goes. And just try to find like where you think might be a good one. You certainly don't want them to go as high as what fruit juice would do to them. Did that make sense? That just came out. So I'm not sure I ever said anything like that before. So, all right.
I'm making notes. I have one more question too.
Sure.
And this is more of a logistical question. So as a NEPT student, can I share some of the recipes? I don't want to violate any copyright, you know, I want to respect all that. But if I want to share some of the recipes, like for the pâtés, can I do that?
Well, if you want to share one or two,
individual.
You want to give individuals one or two recipes, that's fine. If you want to give them a whole book full, I prefer you have them buy the book because all of those things are available for purchase, right? And
you're
going to give them a variation on a recipe. So you have a pâté, but you know this person doesn't like red pepper and it's in there or they're allergic. You can take a basic recipe and change it. And, you know, if you're, I feel like I would always give credit to whoever I got it from. So if I took a recipe from somebody's recipe book and I said, ooh, that's a great one, but I'm going to change it up a little bit for this person or whatever. And then I just say, oh, this was from Nomi Shannon's book. And I just adapted it because I think it would work for you or something like that.
Great. Perfect.
And absolutely. There are places in there that you have in the site as you get through more, you'll see like done for you. Kind of pages where you can just take those and use them as is.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thanks for asking rather than just going out and sharing all my recipes.
Yeah. There are websites. I didn't want to
do that. Oh, I know. There are people that do that. Like somebody wrote a note and she said, I think somebody stole your stuff. And I went to their site and they have all these people's stuff that they just put in there. And they're giving it away. Some of it was some of my free books, but still I want people to come and get it through me. But then some of it was some of my paid stuff. Yeah, there's people out there. There's pirates. Somebody wrote to me on WhatsApp and said, hey, I'm sorry to bother you, or you don't know me, but if you like so-and-so's work, so-and-so's marketing materials, I can get them for you for a fraction of the price. Call me. And I'm like, what? Oh, and we also have this person, this person, this person, this person. So I took that note and I put it into that person's Facebook group. And I said, has anybody seen this? You know, you better sic a lawyer on these people. And they said, oh, it happens all the time that they've seen it before. And I don't know why there isn't something they could do, because the person put in an email address and a phone number. So you know, there's people out there that are unscrupulous and unethical. And that's the way it goes. All right. Who else? Barbara's making dinner or lunch tomorrow for tomorrow.
I'm making the tahini dressing right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I thank you for that clarification on recipes, because it happens to me all the time, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm giving you the right, you know, and I do often change them, but even at that, people need to go find you, because mm-hmm. what I like, they may not like, you know, or everybody's, you know, as we know, all foods are different.
Yeah, they are, but yeah, there's some recipes that are, like, there's no difference, like, so many people have a cashew cream recipe, a cup of cashews, a cup of water, lemon juice and spices. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I don't have the ownership on stuff like that, but some of the more sophisticated ones, you know, that I've painstakingly spent time on, then, you know.
Right. And I'm learning. I'm really at the beginning of this and learning what is, you know, readily available and what's not. Mm-hmm. And it's making sense to me now.
Cool.
Yep.
Good for you. Good for you. All right. Anybody else? We'll call it a short day. I think it's you know, the week before a holiday. Maybe everybody's off getting busy, or I don't know. It's very unusual.
I was just wondering, between the different calls, so there's the INE office hours, there's today's call, and then next week there's a content implementation call.
Yeah.
So there's the differences.
Yeah. So INE office hours is more than just any PT. It's anybody that's bought any of our programs, and they just come and ask questions about that. When we, like, if they just buy the blood sugar or the digestion, they get like 3 months or 5 months of those calls, and they can come and ask questions, and any PT people. And then for the these calls, it's just any PT people, and it's anything goes, like anything you want to do. The case study calls, we do those once a month, and that's where you can actually fill out a form that tells you, you know, all the height, weight, and serial number of the person that you've got, and then you upload labs, and then we actually go through that. And I usually only do like 2 to 3 cases on one call, because it's intense, and it really helps people go through the, you know, the step-by-step-by-step process. And the more you watch those, the more you learn, right? That's how I feel like I've learned so much over the years, because the more difference in cases that you get and you have to explore, the more you learn. And then the content ones, we just started those last year. I'm trying to figure out how to facilitate them better, but we're basically, we've been going through module by module through the program, and having like, here's what's in that module. And what it does is it basically gets people excited to, like, I've been off the wagon. I've been doing this for a couple of months, and you go, oh my God, I got to get, that's module 4 and I'm only on module 2. I got to get there. Right. So it gets people excited, but it also answers a lot of questions about that. And I'm trying to remember what the one tomorrow is. And I think, Valerie, do you remember what we did last?
Tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, next week.
I don't remember the last one.
I know we did blood sugar when I was away, and Lynn did that one. And then let me look.
I think we're doing sleep next week, right?
That'll be a good one to do, because that's a problem. That, okay, sleep. Sleep's number 12, right? Did we do food? Oh, we did the food religions last time. Yes, so sleep. So it'll be sleep. So we'll go through the sleep module and share what resources are there, and, you know, talk about just strategies. And there's a lot of herbs that we talk about in the sleep module and all that. So good. Thank you. Appreciate that, Kim. Cool. Do you find that helpful?
Yes, that reminded me of another question. Speaking of herbs, were you going to put together an herb class after the Shine event?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be done in the spring. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not something that we can put together overnight. It's going to be pretty intensive. So it'll be, my goal is to get that done sometime like April, May-ish, and we'll do it live. So I'm actually going to have live calls for that, and then we'll record them and put them in the site. So probably, I haven't figured the exact date, but it was intended for the spring of 2020. Yeah.
Yeah, no hurry. I just didn't want to miss it.
Oh, no, we won't let you miss it. Haven't figured out whether it's going to be like one day or one weekend of 2 days of like really intense, or spreading it out over the course of, you know, eight weeks or something. So if you guys have input on that, let me know. Kim?
Can you talk a little bit when you're through it, talk a little bit about what's you're doing tomorrow on the call?
Yeah, so tomorrow, we're going to be going through clinical process, and this is something that a lot of people requested, and I said, okay, we're going to do it. So module 36, I think it is clinical process, but we're going to be doing that all live. Like, here's how, like, what do you do? How do you get the people in your office? Once you get them in there, what's step one? What's step two? So all the stuff that we've kind of incorporated throughout, but it's going to be more from a practical standpoint. Like, how do you put together a program, right? How do you put together a 12-week program? What would you take people through? Obviously, it's going to vary from person to person, depending on what their issues are. But there's certain things that we want to make sure that we cover for pretty much anybody, you know, make sure their fatty acids are balanced, make sure they know about hydration, right? All kinds of stuff like that. So we're going to put together, I was hoping to have finished by tomorrow, but we'll kind of brainstorm it, and then I'll get it written out and out, a 12-week program, an idea for a 12-week program. So if I can get that finished by tomorrow, I'll have it. But if not, yeah. But here's the thing. Most people think they have to get through the entire program before they're ready to take on clients and coach people. And it's not true. It's not true at all, because you're always going to be two steps ahead of somebody, right? And, you know, maybe you're not going to take on the most complicated autoimmune, you know, diabetic case because you're not ready for it. But you can take on people that are a couple of steps before you, right? And most of you have the ability to take on people who have blood sugar imbalances and, you know, to go through that part of the program and really understand it. But really just to get there, just to identify where are their obstacles, like where are they at with their diet? Where are they at with their stress? What foods are they eating that are not good for them? What foods could be hurting them? And have a generic kind of program. And then as you get through more and more and develop your skills, you're going to be able to do more and more sophisticated programs. So there's no reason to have to stop, right? Like I was talking to Barbara, I think on one of our calls, and she's like, she loves to get in the kitchen. How does she do that? How can she, you know, help people who are like at her church or had her, you know, community center or whatever that are asking her questions saying, what are you doing? You look really good. That she could do a little class for them. And then if they want the one-on-one thing, she could offer it. She doesn't have to be finished with the program to do it. Right. So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Okay.
Are you taping it?
Oh, yeah, everything gets taped. Okay. It'll be taped, yeah, and it'll be put on the membership site. It'll be, yeah, oh, absolutely.
Good. What is the call called tomorrow?
Sorry. It's, well, we have a virtual retreat, and we usually do one virtual retreat a year and one physical in-person retreat a year, and it's basically, maybe it's two virtuals, I don't remember, but we're basically, we pick a topic, and we go through, and we, you know, it's stuff that really, it helps to not just go into a website and do, or, you know, do in 2 hours on a call. It's like more of an extended thing. So it's like a 4 or 5 hour. Let me look to see. I think it starts at 3 or 2 or let's see. Yeah. Two to seven central. So depending, if you're in Edmonton, Calgary, what time zone is that? Is that central?
Mountain.
So, okay. So yeah. It'll be three to
an hour.
One. Yeah, 1 to 6. Yeah. And if you're on the West Coast, if you're on the East Coast, it's 3 to 8. And if you're on the West Coast, it's 1 to 12, right? 2? What did we say? 2 to 7. Yeah. I'm doing math in my head. Not very good. All right. Yeah. So those are fun. I'm going to start it with just a little check-in so everybody can share, like, if there's one thing that you can get out of this and walk away from this with, what would it be? So I'll give you a head start. You can think about that, because I really want to make it like ideal. We have a lot of people signed up for it. Last I looked, there were 30 or so. 40. There's 40 people registered for it. Yeah.
I really appreciate all the support you give us, Rita Marie.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah. Well, it gives me confidence to take on more complicated cases if they come up and feel like I could actually help the person.
You know, that's a great point, Carrie, because the thing is, you don't have to do it alone, right?
Right.
If you take somebody on and it's really complicated, and when I graduated, I'm like, what do I have? Who do I have to turn to? I can pull out my books and I can try to figure it out, but I didn't have, you know, a community to come to and be able to say, hey, this person has this. What do you think the next steps are? Am I on the right track with this person? Or this is really tricky. You know, does anybody else have some suggestions? So I'm glad, and I hope it gives you the courage and the confidence to be able to just say yes more. Like when Tony did, Tony was like 3 months into the program, and it's like, this person came to me and they're going to take her thyroid out in 3 weeks and she doesn't want to do it, but I don't know if I can help her. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go for the questions. Here's the questions. Why are they wanting to do that? Does she have cancer? Is it blocking off her breathing? I gave her questions to ask. She found out that really they just wanted to take her thyroid because she was having hypothyroid symptoms and her mother had had some kind of thyroid issue. And they were going to take her thyroid out for that reason. And Tony said she just went through and what's her digestion like? How's her blood sugar? And she just did the process. She didn't try to diagnose or figure it out. She just said, okay, how do I bring this person into balance? 3 months later, she still had her thyroid, lost 30 pounds, felt better than she had in a really long time and had tons of energy. And Tony had just come from being an accountant 3 months into the program. So, you know, when we take what we're learning and we bring it in, you know, and get the support, we can do this. And there's so many people out there who are ready for you, that are waiting for you and who need you, right? And it's say yes and figure it out later. That's my opinion of life. Say yes, and then we'll figure it out. I'll find the resources. I'll find the people. I'll find, you know, the books, the tapes, the whatever that I need to help that person. And if not, I'll find another person to refer them to that may be able to handle it better than I. Make sense? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good. Great. Thank you, Carrie. Who else? Anybody else? Questions or comments? I'm fine to cut it short. I have a long rest. I have still two more calls tonight, so I'm fine. And I started at 9. So yeah, I just finished my smoothie, which was my lunch. So maybe I'll have time for dinner. All right, guys. So thank you for being here. Have a wonderful holiday. I know you're in Canada. You already celebrated your Thanksgiving. So for us in the U.S. and really keep your health in mind, right? You don't have to deprive yourself and you don't have to indulge in stuff you know is not good for you. You can have it all. And yeah, there's a booklet on, which I just had them update, but I still haven't gotten it back yet. I was hoping to get out before Thanksgiving, but there's a booklet on, I think it's in the Sweet Spot program and one of the bonuses, which is a holiday recipe guide. So it takes some of the favorite holiday recipes and converts them to healthier versions. And then if you go into where else, I think you have access to the Raw Food University classes. There's a couple of holiday ones in there. And on Saturday live, I'm going to be in my kitchen doing some holiday recipes, some of my favorite holiday recipes, not just Thanksgiving, but I have a couple of Christmas ones that's like a tradition in my family and that I've figured out how to make in a healthier way. And they're yummy. So you got lots of resources. Okay, guys, have a great rest of the weekend or rest of the week. Hopefully I'll see most of you tomorrow. I think I saw lots of your names on there. So we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. That might be why nobody's here tonight. They're figuring, I got to spend 5 hours with her tomorrow. I'm not coming tonight. Right? You guys are the troopers. Well, thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you do. Bye-bye.
Thank you.